Psalm 1. Happy and blessed are those who do not go in the way of evil men, who don't follow the example of sinners, or join in with those who reject God. Well, there we are. You see, we're surrounded by people who reject God and who are just doing whatever they want. And yet, the happy way is to be a true individual and not be caught up in the way of bad people. And we're surrounded by people who want us to go their way. Instead, they rejoice in obeying the law of the Lord, and it is their study night and day. So it's not that we think, I've got to do what God wants. We actually want to do it and rejoice in it. They're like a tree that grows beside good waters, that bears fruit in its season, and whose leaves do not dry up. They are blessed in all that they do. So you'll find that if you go God's way, there is blessing all around in every part of your life. But the wicked are not so. They are like the straw that the wind blows away. The sinners will be condemned by God. That's at the day of judgment, when Jesus comes back and there's the resurrection and the dead are judged. And they will then be separate from God's people. So you see, in the end, there will be a difference between the sheep and the goats. And whilst we can't judge who's a sheep and who's a goat, all the same, we must be separate from those that are clearly not on the path to God's kingdom. The righteous are guided and kept by Yahweh, but the wicked go quickly on the way to their destruction. So it's rather like in the book of Proverbs, there's only two ways. You're either on the way to life, and God, through his Holy Spirit, will keep you in that way, or you're on the way to destruction. And you can't be on both ways. And if we want to be in God's kingdom, then we ask God to keep us in the way, and he will do that. And we will, by his grace, come to his kingdom.